an interview with Mr. Eric and Mrs. Lily Smith. Lily was Lily Stewart before she married, and it's 2nd of June 2011.
So you want to know where I was born?
Where were you born? And
78 New Westwood.
What year, if you don't mind me asking?
1934.
1934. And your mum and dad were?
My mum were Annie Stewart. My dad were Charles Leslie. Charles Leslie Stewart.
What family was your mum before she was married?
She were a Cade. From Jacksdale.
Yeah.
Although she was born in Yorkshire.
Oh. Mm.
Somewhere near Headingley Cricket Ground, so she always said. Mm.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I had six sisters. I did into six sisters.
Can you remember?
And just one brother.
Do you remember all the names?
Yeah. Anna were eldest. That were Ron Derbyshire's mum. Sylvie, Evelyn, Minnie, Mary. I must have had five sisters, that's it, isn't it? And me. That's it, we had six bums in. And then I had one brother, Sid.
Oh. What did your dad do for a living?
Well, he was a miner at one point.
Pollington.
And then he worked at Pipe Yard.
Oh, what pit did he work at?
Pollington pit, he always used to talk about. Oh, and I think he did a bit of Dunderwood as well.
Yeah. Were he on coal fees?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Hmm. Did family keep any animals at that time, any?
Oh, we always used to have chickens and rabbits to help out with food line.
Oh, yeah.
And we always had a dog.
Yeah, most families at Westwood had animals, didn't they?
Yeah. He used to have pigeons as well, but I can't remember that.
Yeah.
But all pigeons.
Did you?
And my granddad had pigeons.
Can you remember, what's the earliest thing you can remember? Do you remember your first day at school or anything before that?
I can remember going to school at Westwood. That were Miss Gibson and Miss Newbury.
I've heard that name before, yeah. Miss Newbury. Yeah. Do you like school?
I love school, yeah.
What were your favourite subjects, would you think?
I think poetry. Because at that time we used to have to learn poetry.
Yeah.
And read it out, you know, say it out at class.
Yeah.
And I always enjoyed that.
Well,
I was pretty good at most lessons.
You didn't get shouted. You're one that didn't get shouted at.
Oh, I did. I got shouted at now and again. I can't remember Miss Gibson giving me a cane.
Oh, dear.
That was for talking in lines.
Oh, they
it's supposed to come out with a big bell, ringing bell.
Yeah.
And
they'd be able to play with the thing in that now, wouldn't they?
You had to get in lines. And I was talking and she fetched me out and gave me a cane.
I'm only
5 year old.
Fetching them brushing,
yeah.
Mm.
Hey. Yeah. I can remember taking our Joan to school. That was Joan Derbyshire. She hated school, she did. Miss Newbury were rotten to her. And in Westwood School, they used to have a doll in a cot. Called it Tony Westwood. But you couldn't touch it, you couldn't play with it. But we had to knit clothes for it.
Yeah.
No more of it in the world.
How long were you at Westwood?
Till I were 8, didn't it?
Yeah, then you got down to Jacksdale.
Yeah, then to Jacksdale, yeah.
Do you like
and
that?
When Salston opened.
Oh, so you went to three different, yeah. Did you like Jacksdale and Westwood?
Yeah.
And at Salston?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always enjoyed school.
And what did you get up to as children, you and your pals? What sort
of... Well, we used to play double ball, throw it about, you know, up to the wall, saying all different nursery rhymes to it, skipping.
Well,
yeah, the doubles, as you say.
Lot of outdoor.
Yeah, it was a lot of outdoor activity at that time, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Good family, when televisions came in, do you remember, did many families have television when they first
not
came in?
Not as I know of, no, we certainly didn't, because up to 1969, when my dad died, there was still gas in the house, that we'd never had electric.
Yeah. Did you have to help round the house in your younger days?
Oh, I had to do my bit, I suppose, yeah.
Were you having quite a biggish family?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were all a lot older than me. I was youngest at lot.
Yeah. Mm. You didn't get peaked on by being youngest then. You're probably favourite,
no,
were you?
I wasn't, I'm far from it.
Oh.
I said we're favourite. with him being only lad.
Could family afford any holidays at that time?
No. I know I used to go to guides at Codner Park, and I wanted to go camping, and I'd got to buy £25, and no way was he going to let me go.
Oh.
Ran around it. I got the money somehow or other.
Yeah.
And I went with them.
What sort of things could family afford at Christmas? Did you get many Christmas presents?
I can't remember having any Christmas presents, no.
No.
Only what my dad made me. He made me a cot for a doll. I had a nice doll. He made me a little cot for it. And he made me a doll's house out of a cardboard box with furniture made out of matchboxes.
Yeah. You enjoyed things like that in them days,
well,
didn't you?
Well, that's it. What, yeah,
you had to make your own, didn't you?
You had what you got and that were it.
Yeah.
You always got an apple and an orange and a penny in your sock.
Didn't it? I suppose family had traditional foods, didn't they, in them days?
Yeah.
Did you grow your own vegetables and
stuff? Oh, I've got it on the garden, yeah. I used to grow vegetables.
Do you remember much about war years? Anything at all about war years?
Well, I can remember listening to aeroplanes coming over. You could always tell whether they were German or not because they made a different noise.
Yeah.
I used to get in either on stairs or under the table.
Remember, in them days, any shopkeepers on Old Westwood?
New Westwood, they were post office. Miss Osborne and Miss Faith kept that. And then the little shop at bottom, and Mrs. Lim kept that. And then when she finished, Mr. and Mrs. Ottwell took it over. And then it closed up. Up Old Westwood, there used to be Miss Rawson. She had a little shop. All the red cats in the window. Mackay's, I think the name was, just below. Bates has had a little shop. That were in Old Westwood. Bill Lamb's had a chip shop.
Were they a good community spirit in them days?
Yeah, there always was, yeah. Bill Rhodes at Toppy had greengrocers. If you went in their house, there were chickens and such like all running through.
Yeah, somebody was telling me they went in one day and they reached behind the settee and there were eggs there where chickens had laid. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think others running about in the house.
Did you get snowed in winter?
1947 we did, yeah.
Was that bad and cold?
Snow, we had to dig us road to school up Barrows Hill Lane. And for a long, long while there was nothing could get up there at all. But we still managed to go to school. I never knew how to close school.
No, they wouldn't nowadays, wouldn't they?
But they would now. There only got to be a sprinkler and not shut, the school was shut.
Yeah. But, did you have to go to chapel or church at all when you were younger?
I went to a congregational chapel. I wasn't made to go, but I did go.
And your dad was?
But my dad used to be superintendent at the one just topside. I think it was Primitive Methodist.
Oh.
Just opposite Corner Pin, there used to be one stood there.
That next to Co-op? Used to be a co-op, wasn't it?
There were a co-op up there, yeah.
No, that were at bottom.
No, co-op were up there at one time.
What, near Old Westwood?
Co-op, yeah. Near, across from Corner Pin?
Yeah.
And then
they built that one down at bottom.
What chapel next to co-op then?
Yeah.
Yeah, was it no houses between chapel and co-op?
No, I don't think so.
No.
No, I think Lawman's house were first.
Was schoolhouse used in them days, can you remember?
Yeah, Anson's. Mr. Anson lived in it.
Oh, were it school teacher or just were it just a family?
No, it was just caretaker.
Recreation ground going in them days.
Yeah.
Can you remember at the bottom of Palmerston Street, straight across the road, there used to be some houses?
Yeah.
Were they three stories high or two?
No, I think they're only two stories. Oh.
Would
there
be about half a dozen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mills has lived in one.
Ah, I'm glad you mentioned Mills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lived in one. Storm has lived in Endon. Measures lived in one. Then there were Bents right at the bottom and in Westwood.
But Bents right at end here?
Yeah, it sort of went across that way. New Westwood come down, then it went across that way.
Yeah. Do you remember if that water mill were? I'm told you were a mill at bottom of
all. There was a mill, but I never saw it as awakening.
Had it gone when? Yeah. And you eventually left school.
Yeah. And I went to work at GC Britton and Sons.
At
Eastwood.
Britton's?
Mm.
Well, was that anything to do with Britton's at Ripley?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah.
What were you doing there, Lily?
Well, I finished up as shop manager house.
Did you? Mm. Oh, great.
And I worked there all right through. And I went back again in 1968. That when you come out of pit, wasn't it? Went to backyard.
Mm.
And so I went back to work. And Mrs. Stokes, who was the Mr. Britton's daughter, she came and asked me if I'd go back. And so I went back, and I was there till I was 58.
Oh.
She was last at Britain's, wasn't she?
Mm.
She was Mrs. Stokes by then.
Were they publishing newspapers in them
days? That's it, Eastwood and Kimberley. Kimberley and Ena News.
Yeah. Did they have a shop selling stationery as well, or anything?
Yeah, we sold stationery.
Yeah.
Stationery, fancy goods and toys. Yeah.
When did that close down then, Lily?
Well, I finished in 1950, when I was 58, didn't I? So I'm writing that up from 34.
Yeah.
24 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. And it closed down, I finished then, and it closed down just as I would have been 60.
Yeah.
So it's 17 years ago since that closed down.
How did you get there? By bus?
Yeah. Or walked it many a time.
Did you?
Yeah.
Walked it so?
Yeah.
Don't think of walking it to Eastwood
now,
do you?
No, I know. I've walked it there and I've walked it back.
It's snow, no?
Yeah.
You must have been fit after a bit.
I think I wore myself out.
Well, Britton's, you can go right back to Mrs. Britton's dad, can't you?
Uh-huh.
And when she died?
99. She was 99 when she died.
99, that was
over
here. Mrs. Stokes.
She died about 2 years ago, didn't she?
Yeah. And her granddad set up business up at Ripley, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then he had so many sons, and they all died out, and they left Mrs. Stokes, didn't he?
Mm.
And she was the sole one. Mm. He had three shops, didn't he? Mm.
Yeah.
Belper, Ripley, and Eastwood. Mm.
They're still printing newspapers, but it's now Johnson Company, the Scottish firm.
Where were you born then, Eric?
I was born at Underwood in Palmerston Street. Actually, it was New Street, because at the top of Palmerston Street, Underwood, over the top of Hill, became New Street. So it always went under New Street there. But people call it Palmerston Street right through.
Yeah.
And I was born up there, and then I lived in Wheelgate from then onwards.
You have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I had a brother, Ken, and two sisters, Muriel and Marjorie. Ken's dead and gone, he died at 60. Two sisters are living, one's at Underwood and one's at Selston, yeah.
What did your dad do for a living?
Well, he was a miner at one time, and he had an injury there, but he went from one job to another after. We were long distance lorry driving. He also went fire all at Moor Green, stoking, you know.
Oh.
He worked on outcrop and he was chauffeuring.
That'd been around a bit.
He went out around a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
He did all them, he finished up being like in charge, like a manager at Nottingham at Co-op. Stores, he managed that.
Yeah.
But he died young. My dad did it. Only 60. My brother only 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you got any other brothers and any other
relations
left? Any of your brothers, sisters left?
Yeah, I've got two sisters left, but my brother's gone. Like, my dad's gone. My mum's gone.
Have you, Lily? Have you got any brothers and sisters left?
I've got just my brother now.
Yeah. Do they live local?
Dale
Farm. You go down to a school then, Eric?
Yeah, I started there. I can remember, you talk about earliest memory, and I'm telling Lily, I can remember lying with my mother, and I must have only been about two, in bed, in that front room. And lying there, she go, I can't go up bedhead, because we got no electricity.
Yeah.
Can't go up bedhead reading G1, I lay outside, and I can always remember that.
Oh.
But I can also go another early memory, and all, being at pram. Daft as it might seem, I can remember it.
Yeah, these things click, don't you?
Yeah.
Now, and
And I think what did it at that time, so I said before, at that time women wore these shawl thing around the neck.
With a fox's head on.
Yeah.
And that fox's head must have took my attention, that's why I probably can remember.
Mm.
Yeah, and of course they all wear hats, didn't they, and all, but earliest memories, but I can remember starting school at Underwood and she put me down and started crying, she picked me up, put me back down again, and I can remember playing at Sandpit. And Miss Granger from Underwood, she lived on top there, right on the very top. With that high wall, just before that high wall, there's a high wall at the top of Underwood,
yeah. Wall,
on the left-hand side, and she lived there at one time. The third house down, and then she moved up to second house.
Yeah.
That was Miss Granger. Then Mrs. Coates, in next class. Then Mrs. Alcock. And they all live local, they lived on top there, top of Underwood Hill.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you like school?
I did to a degree, and probably till I got... I liked it at Bagthorpe, but you sort of got left behind if you had time off, because at that time I weren't well at different times, so at that time you got left behind a bit.
Yeah.
But I can't say as I liked it, and as time went on, like I say, I went from Underwood to Bagthorpe, and then Selston come available after the war. And I went there, and I enjoyed that part. It might seem a bit silly, but algebra had come in by then, and we didn't have any what it was before. And I liked that, and I liked the school itself, and we had good meals, which we never had before.
Yeah.
There were no meals at school, only a slice of bread, because you lived through wartime, didn't you?
Yeah.
And it went from there till 14, and of course, I left school, and that was my highlight of day. I left school.
Yeah.
And I was going to Pitt. And that's what I liked most, Pitt.
Yeah.
I went down Pitt as a lad of 14, and racing around, running around Pitt Bottom all day long. And I used to stop as much of a time as I could, because they were all the time available.
Yeah.
They were clearing the latter part of cold up to come into Pitt Bottom, and probably getting water. I took water holes with another chap, like, you know, Frank Bonington from Underwood, for one.
Yeah. Yeah.
He runs it in there. And it went from there until Pitt closed turning coal, because it used to turn six tubs each time. There were three decks, and it would turn about 60 odd draws an hour, so you can rank that up.
Yeah.
How many tubs went up in an hour?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was a nice pit, it was a family pit. A lot of mice down there, I'm telling Lily.
Yeah.
Full of mice, you know. And it went from there, the pit closed it from turning coal, and the coal went to Moor Green and Pyle, and of course by that time I went down onto Face.
Mm.
And I was face waking from then onwards.
Not a very pleasant job.
No, it was stinting to start with, which involved a certain yardage, about 7 yards, 2 foot and about 6 foot under, and about... It could have been 3, 4, 5 foot high, depending what seam you're in, low vein or shale.
Yeah.
And you've got to get that off during daytime and set your props and things like that, you know. And, but then mechanisation come in later, and Meeko Moor Loader come in, which is a machine that did a full length at bank face, and it sheared it all off something, and the loader's on your belt. And you'd set your props accordingly at bike in one line, and then there'd be somebody else following up as well. And it went from there, and that machine would turn round at end of shift, ready for the next day to go back down again. But then they brought shearer in, which was another machine, but a lot faster. It didn't take quite the depth off, but it went up and down faster, and it took more coal off in the long run. Shearer and Trepanner. I looked back at Trepanner for a long while, and then I thought, well, I'm to try chock, so I went roof master fitting, hydraulic roof supports, because all roof supports were in by then. So I did that, hydraulic roof supports, and I did that until I left in 68. And I left because there was such an air dissatisfaction through pitch, you know. So North Sea oil and gas were coming in, and you couldn't get a rise. They were gales in factory game more than basement at that time, and so he couldn't get no joy there, so I left and went to Pipeyard, and I spent 11 years at Pipeyard. And eventually waked my money up to something like it were at Pitt.
Yeah.
Being up at Pipeyard, and eventually Edwards took it over.
Yeah.
They took that over, and the whole idea was to centralise what they'd got, and that closed, and one or two more closed, and so as it closed, I went back to Pitt. I failed to get back to Pitt because so was I, but I got on Pitt Top up here, and just after starting up on Pitt Top, I had a stroke into a baton. Took me dead down one side, but I got somewhat light back again, and I got my shinty sweeping up and up, rest, doing overalls, numbers to get my head going, because that had gone.
Yeah.
And sweeping up round topping screens, and they were rotary control there, if you know what I mean. They're all buttons and things to telephone to control old wakes. So I got into there. And I was able to do that, and that helped me like a therapy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it went from there into 85, and it was time that they wanted to close them all, you see.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They made us redundant, and I went from there. And I didn't take another job at the time because I won 100%, and they probably want to know my predicament. So I took what were offered, which were very little, because of broken service.
Yeah.
The weekly thing weren't a lot because Lily were waking, so they took a third off that. So actually it made me poor at that time, didn't it? Until I got towards 65. And that were my life accordingly. But I do remember my granddad and grandma's on side, both sides. I can remember my great-grandma and granddad on one side, and my grandma, great-grandma on the other side, used to run errands.
Yeah.
So I can remember them from Underwood, and all Underwood people.
What do you like about school, when you're at school? Do you like it? Do you like what are you good at?
I'm good at playing.
Playing. Well, that can't be bad.
No, I'm good at playing. We used to play all sorts of games, you see, and we got plenty of room at Bagthorpe, and it wasn't so bad at Underwood, really.
Yeah. What did you get up to as lads? Did you have a regular pals?
Oh, you had regular pals, yeah. You played all the games, Tinner Lakey and what do you call it, Rounders, and you name it, I don't think you know, Tinner Lakey, Hopscotch. There were several, not Hopscotch, that was Girls' name, Girls' game.
Well, you still played it?
Yeah, we played it a bit with Girls, skipping. Whip and top day, and girls had shuttlecock and battle door.
Shuttlecock.
But we played a lot. We were down our biggest playground was Pitt. As a young lad, round Underwood.
Yeah.
Round Whimsey and all into Whimsey and everything like that.
Yeah, were you interested in sport at all?
Yeah, I played football a bit. I played a game or two at Pitt when I was in Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
You know, cricketing. I used to play a lot on Underwood Hill. And at recreation grounds at football and cricket, and and even round your own house as well. You played a lot of cricket and football, and with either stumps written on wall or whatever.
Yeah, you did.
But I liked all that.
Folks won't like you drawing stumps on the wall.
No,
won't
they? No, I can remember when they got air rifles, and you got toilets outside, you know, and your toilet people didn't own their own house then, you see.
Yeah.
If it had been your house and it were your door, you wouldn't have been firing pellets into it. But that's what we used to do. Put target on toilet door, good job nobody come out, and shoot him where you got the pellet gun. Into the toilet door, you see, and that were riddled.
Yeah.
But like I say, people didn't own their own house then, so.
No.
Some odd people did, but majority rented.
Yeah.
So there were no, you had no bath, never had a bath till we come down here, did we?
Well, we had a bath,
but we had a tin bath.
Yeah.
But there were no bath in ours, as there were none at Westwood, they were not at Underwood. And Underwood Pitt, they didn't get their baths till early 60s. In 60s, I was coming down here, still in my
Pit Muck,
and I got two lads.
Yeah.
I got two lads, I was still coming down here that with Pit Muck on, but I, we came into here, which was totally different to what we'd had at Westwood, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We got a bath and everything else, you see.
Yeah.
Hot water.
It seemed like a different world.
It was a different world, yeah. Totally different.
Yeah. Couldn't a family afford holidays when you were young?
No, I can never remember going on holiday. I had no holidays. I don't think I saw it sea till I was 16. And I went there on my bike. Got a bike by then, my daddy got me a bike. And I got a nice bike of my own, which I ain't through Pitt. A very lightweight bike, and I rode to Blackpool on that.
Oh.
Yeah, there were me and three more. Skeggy, down by two.
Yeah,
Stoke and Trent, anyway, we rode, lived on that bike.
Yeah. Mm.
And during that time, they weren't the clubs about like there is today. Mm. We made us own a club in Cody Lane, at Mr. Man's house down Cody Lane, because there were a lad there as about our age, and built this place about 20 foot long, with about 8 foot high and about 10 foot wide, set in, dark boarding, and all that sort of thing. Mm. And paid so much a week to upkeep it. On Mr. Man's land.
Yeah.
And we did different events with other little clubs, which, when they were little clubs, it involved an house, somebody's. We went in there, probably a derelict, one that was almost derelict, yeah. We used that. Or they yeah. used it rather, and we went there, they could try a place.
Yeah.
And it went like that when I was 16, I started going roller skating up here, up to Monument.
What Monument?
Just go there every Friday night, catch a bus from the
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
And then we started dancing. Oh, we thought we'd go dancing, learning to dance.
You were a dancer, were you?
Ah, I used to dance a lot.
Well, a teenager.
Yeah, I used to dance.
Yeah. And Julie, what did you do, Lily, as a teenager, before you got married?
I learned to dance as well.
Did you? Dancing.
I learned to dance down at what were Westwood Welfare, which is bungalow now.
Yeah.
Harry Riley off Providence Road.
I never asked you, did you used to go to pictures at all?
Yeah, a lot.
Odeon, the Tolfritton Empire.
What was your... Did you have a heartthrob as a girl, as a teenager?
Oh, quite a bit. We used to collect film stars' pictures.
Yeah.
Make them into an album.
Yeah.
Well, what sort of films did you like? What did girls like in them days?
I like them that are a bit lovey-dovey. Oh, that make you cry. I liked westerns, cowboys. I don't like these horrible sci-fi things.
No.
But they weren't in then, were they?
No, I know they weren't.
They weren't in then.
I didn't like horror pictures at all.
I used to like musicals, I did. And Carmen Miranda and such as them, but the girls dancing. And
I can remember Carmen Miranda.
Yeah.
Very
much, yeah.
I'm old enough to remember that.
I can remember all them.
Yeah.
I used to like all them cowboys and cereals.
She used to have a ton of fruit on her head.
She did, yeah.
I was telling my great-granddaughter, because we've got 8 great-granddaughters now, we have.
Have you?
Yeah, or 8, all girls. And I was telling one the other day, about Carmen Miranda, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because she got a pineapple, put it on her head.
That's right.
And dancing round. Great granddaughter.
Yeah.
And I says, Carmen Miranda used to do that, put all this fruit on her head.
Where did you meet you two?
Well, we started going dancing, and I learnt to dance, and I finished up going to the welfare's.
And, well, we first saw one another in Drum and Monkey. Do you know where that was?
Where was that?
It was back at Royal Oak. They had like an upstairs room in Royal Oak.
At Westwood?
At Westwood. Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Drum and Monkey.
Drum and Monkey.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was Drum and Monkey.
A chap named Terry used to play on drums, didn't he?
Terry,
what did that for?
I don't know, but that's what they called it.
Yeah, Terry, he married daughter, paid his daughter, didn't he?
He married paid his daughter.
Bill paid his daughter front bottom ass.
Yeah.
And he used to play up there, but he also played in pub, Terry did.
Mm-hmm.
But I met you up there at Christmas, 83, wasn't it?
No.
What were you then? Not 83, I get mixed
93.
Up.
93.
No, 53, don't. I got mixed up there. I got 53.
53. Yeah, that's it.
53, I don't know where I got 83 from.
Yeah.
1953.
We saw one another in there, and then the following night, we went up to Underwood Institute for a dance, and it was there.
It went from there.
So it went from there.
Yeah.
You never failed, did you?
No, we were married 50.
You still went dancing after you married?
Oh, yeah. Up till this last 2 or 3 months, really, ain't it?
Well, not more.
What sort of dancing did you like when you were younger?
It were ballroom dancing.
And then it come to sequence dancing.
Then sequence dancing come in.
Mm.
And we learnt sequence dancing. We did that right up till, 5 years ago? Four years ago.
In a team then?
No,
the sequence, everybody were in sequence, according to music.
Oh, I've got you.
You know what I mean? At the end of that sequence, you all finish up in the same steps.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we used to do that a lot, didn't we?
Mm.
Yeah.
You used to put your long frock on and things like that in the early days, didn't you?
How many children did you have?
Two boys.
And you know one, and Ian and Tony.
They had grandchildren.
Yeah, we had six of them.
Six grandchildren. Five boys and one girl.
And they got married.
And now we've got eight great granddaughters.
Crikey, you're busy.
All girls.
You're busy.
There's a lot more to come, yeah. But they did not. They don't know pretty well because Ian went as electrical engineer. Tony were a joiner carpenter because he could do shop work, like machining as well as ice fixing and all that. Then he lives down a bungalow, Mrs. Saints.
That used to be Saints. At one time.
Oh, of course, you're related to Tony Smith and Anne, aren't you?
Well, that's right.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, well, he's my son, youngest son.
Yeah, of course. I'm forgetting that. When they used to live below us.
That's it. Just
I remember seeing you going and...
That's right.
And, of course, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I can remember your dad at the shop across the road.
And how did you get involved with your walk with your ramblers?
Ramblers?
Well, we used to walk a lot all
the time. We'd always done a lot of walking on us own. And then council come in and asked people that were interested to go down to a meeting at community centre with a view to starting a rambling club up. And somebody give our names to them and they asked us if we'd start it up. And we did, didn't we?
Yeah, we led them for years. I'm going to fetch that book in a minute, shall you?
That's see. It.
How many of you was it when it first started up?
Probably about 12, 14.
Around about, no more than that.
Yeah, when we finished, there were about 30, wasn't
it? It snowballed from there, and each week there'd be 20 odd, wouldn't there? Or 30 in all. But Lily used to do walking holidays as well, hotel, spend a week away, and do two walks in that week, whatever. Through New Forest, down at Eastbourne and over at Seven Sisters.
We used to travel around then a bit.
We took them out on these holidays. Yes. They were included.
Oh.
But each week we did try to do a different walk every week from local to Nottingham to Derbyshire, up to Bucks and beyond. Didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh.
Took them all over the place. A lot of people local didn't know the local walks till we started showing up.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the same time as that happened, we started this little club at Westwood, and I ran that for 14 years and did everything.
You did it, all those years?
I were chairman and treasurer and secretary at lot.
You did everything, didn't you?
Yeah.
Unpaid.
Yeah.
Unpaid, oh
wow.
Unpaid.
You get on these things, don't you?
I used to pick one or two up from Jacksell and take them, didn't
they? They didn't want it to finish, but they wouldn't do anything to help me.
Not last off as things went. It was so weak, they thought, no, that's it.
Yeah. So you used to wait the routes out where you were going then?
Yeah.
Oh, walking holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to survey map, marker, seat mileage. We started with books to start with, didn't we?
Yeah.
It kept you busy, that.
But it did, it were interesting, though. I mean, long before we took walkers, we were walking, weren't we, with these books and whatnot. So a lot of these walks that we took them on, we'd done beforehand over years.
Yeah.
We had another couple in particular, weren't they?
Yeah.
We used to do it together. We got to ordinate survey map and marker to mark mileage out and that sort of thing. So we knew exactly what we were doing. Yeah.
What were your favourite areas? What did you have any particular spot that you liked more than others for your walks?
Derbyshire takes some beating.
More
of Derbyshire, East Staffordshire.
Up Athersage in that area, Grindleford.
Yeah. Do you know that area?
That's nice up there.
Athersage.
I bet you found a lot of interesting places on your
own. Oh, you do, it's surprising.
Yeah, and I used to read up on these places, and then when we were walking, I used to be able to tell them a bit of history on it.
Yeah, we used to do history side as well, which made it more interesting. And we didn't put his head down and go like Billy O. We took all day, didn't we?
Yeah.
Virtually.
Yeah, that's
and made it nice, steady walk, we can stop and look.
Yeah.
Stop and look and tell them what were there at one time, what's not there anymore, or what that used to be, which made it very interesting, didn't it?
Is that the same group as what gets in Jacksdale car park every week?
No,
that's Ashfield.
That's
another one.
Ashfield,
I don't know, think it's, with our lot, we used to try and keep them together. Lily be at front, I'd be at back, try to keep them with them. They straggle that far, there could be half a mile between first and last.
I was going to say, I've seen them wandering and you get...
Yeah.
That's right.
Brinsley one end or something tops them halfway down, and yeah, about 300 yards behind them.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's not good, because with that road of walking, them people that are strange to everybody else never get to know anybody else.
No.
It's a start and finish, and that's it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you can keep them together like we used to do, we're a close group, won't we?
Yeah.
Stop every now and again, and them that's a little way back, catch them up, stop, and we're all together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that sort of thing. And then we did Christmas dinners, didn't we? And it involved added to it.
We were quite involved then.
Yeah. I mean, New Forest, we've walked right through there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Up Scotland. Round
up
Scotland.
We did a lovely walk up Scotland.
West Island Way.
I'm part of West Island Way.
Yeah. I'm just going to face that book if I can see it.
I always used Paul Henshaw for buses and things.
Yeah.
They're always very good.
Have you got any hobbies or interests now, Lily?
No, not really, not now. I should still like to be able to walk.
Do you like your telly?
We like your telly.
But yeah, but I don't watch it that much, do we?
Not to any degree, no, not a lot.
I like the football.
So that's, we all like sport.
We like football.
We all like sport.
I love watching football. Cricket.
Yeah. Cricket, we love cricket.
Yeah.
Cricket, football, boxing, snooker.
I'm not so bothered about boxing.
No, but you said you used to be a boxer.
I used to be a boxer.
Yeah.
You're like me, you've got withdrawal symptoms at the minute. There's not more no football on, is there?
No. But see, old lads, have they gone footballing? Tony and Ian still.
We used to go every Saturday afternoon and watch kids, grandkids.
You never watched any. Do you ever follow any professional team?
Well, I've always been Derby minded.
Derby County?
Derby County.
Yeah.
I've never been to watch them as such, no.
No.
I've always been interested in what they're doing and how they're doing.
Do you get away for holidays at all?
Yeah.
What sort of places do you like now?
Well, mostly in England. I'm not very bothered about going abroad.
No.
No, we have been abroad about 3 times, but there's nowhere like England.
Did you like abroad at all when you went abroad?
I liked Italy. When we went to Italy, we went to Lake Garda. We enjoyed that. But we went to Malta and, oh dear, there's no greenery, is it?
No.
No,
it's very dry there, isn't it? And a lot of stone and...
Yeah. We went to Germany for Christmas 1 year. We went with Skills buses. And it were called Pinger Hotel. We called it Pinger Prison.
Yeah.
It was awful. Isla White last year, it was his 55th wedding anniversary. He finished up in hospital.
Did he?
Or on either White.
They're worrying, especially when you're away from home, aren't they?
Yeah.
And you're away on holiday and anything goes off. And
thick skinned, I think.
we were on a bus party though, and they were. It's a club that we go to up at Selston now called Sunshiners, and so we'd gone with them. So they were all very good, weren't they?
They were good, yeah.
Do you think Jacksdale and Westwood were the better in your teen childhood days? I mean, are you happy enough with Jacksdale? Is there anything?
Oh yeah, I wouldn't leave Jacksdale, no.
Is there anything that's missing in Jacksdale, do you think? Any certain shops or anything? Or
Quite a number, isn't
it? I think we do fairly well with shops.
Yeah, there's quite a number missing.
Oh, there's quite a few gone, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Butchers, what's her name? Morris, Newbold.
Newbold,
that were a brilliant shop. I mean, it wasn't the size of the shop, it were community wise, you couldn't beat it.
It used to be humming down at
the Humming on a Saturday morning, talking about different things and people meeting other people. That's gone. Mm. They were lunch hour at side. He were up until about 10 o'clock off 10 at night, wasn't he?
Mm.
Sat at the library. They were messed up, what they call it, with bike shop at side, although it were waning by then.
Tansy.
No, it was...
Henshaw.
Mr. Henshaw, not the man exactly that is, his dad. I think Lim's pop factory building was still there at Bike.
The building was?
The building at Bike. That front part we used as a betting shop, wasn't it?
I know there used to be a dance hall over at
Library.
Yeah. Did you ever go there?
I can't remember that, no.
I was told about it. In the back of that big building there, that were a tailor's.
Yeah.
You know, making suits and stuff like that. And then build your door further along where it flats out.
That's right.
Yeah. I think they were filling station pump up front at Chip Shoppers, isn't it?
Yeah, there were a bit of
a filling pump there. And that were, what's the name?
That
was. Yeah, I've got a photo of that.
Have you?
Yeah.
They were BBs, crossroad hairdressers in Woodnut.
Yeah.
And that were brilliant in there. Because what they didn't know weren't worth knowing. And they knew everything,
that's
didn't
when
they?
You used to have to go and fetch up a accumulator.
Yeah.
I've got a photo of Bill when he was about 21, and he looked just like Oliver Hardy.
Oh, yeah. But you see, they had a brother across the main road in jewellery shop, didn't they?
Little jewellers.
That's right.
But I can remember when we had a black and white telly. We had a telly early when I were at home, when I lived in Wheelie Ages of Underwood. We had one before Coronation. That was 53, wasn't it? 53, yeah. I think the reason we had one, because I was earning a bit, although not big money by that top point, but I was still earning, and I make a lot of overtime, like I said. And I think my dad were able to, they bought this His Master's Voice,
yeah.
About 17 inch. And at Old Restaurant Row, they haven't got one, they used to go and watch it.
Yeah.
They used to go and watch that telly. There were different ones on there, and I can't remember names, programmes. But there were some favourites on there for some of the old ones.
Yeah.
Old people.
Yeah.
Come and watch it. I can remember the first one I ever saw, it was 9 inch. And that ran Main Road, Coates' Road Underwood. And we used to see it as we come by, and that'd be very early, that'd be about 1950, something like that.
Yeah.
A little 9 inch.
Yeah.
And that would be the only one I can remember seeing prior to what we had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that brush, did you live anywhere before here?
Yeah.
After you were married?
Yeah, we lived with my mum.
We lived with
my mum's front room to start with. Then we got a little house next door to rent. And then we bought this one, didn't we?
Yeah, we bought this one, yeah.
It's nice up here.
It's lovely just here, and especially with you sitting there. It's nice to sit there and look through there, and it's all nice and light.
You've got even sunshine.
Yeah, we do. We get sunshine, a lot of sunshine.
Yeah.
And we know people that's going by, and they always put their hand up.
Yeah.
1963, when we come. Yeah.
They're nice mum loads, eh? I saw them build.
Yeah.
Saw them all built. Yeah. I remember when there were nothing there.
Remember the last train going through, can't we?
I can remember the last train going through, yeah. We used to, I mean, from here, when Westwood, we'd go on holiday from that station and Condabar station, walk through Forge.
Yeah.
But while we were in this house in 63, you could hear that, 63, get your mixed up. You could hear Hammer going up at Forge, and I can remember them shot firing when they bought Drift from up at Pye Hill, and brought it under Franklin Road, you know, that angle coming down under it, and you could hear them firing, couldn't you? Yeah, you could hear them firing it heading.
Yeah, but industry's gone now, hasn't
it? We could hear, you could hear all clank at Waggins up back here, you know, all into one another, and all up Waggy Lane. When they were salt glazing, it was covered in smoke from salt glazing.
Anyway, well, thank you both very much.
Have you done it? I bet there's some more I could tell you.